Learning Masech Nezivam is Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara brings down the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says that if you have two Achoyos Yevamos that comes from Yavam Echad, that's Nefel for Yavam Echad, if either of them die, he's mutter in the other one. Because even though when they're both around there's an Issa of Achayzuk Kukasai, or Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yevamin, once one of them dies, so he's mutter in the other one. Even Achayz Ishtai is mutter Lachamisas Ishtai. But Rabbi Yochanan holds, it depends. If the one that was Nefel second died, he becomes mutter in the first one, because she's Yevam Shehutcha V'Nesha V'Chaz V'Hutcha. But if the one that was Nefel first dies, he's also in the second one, because he's saying Nesra. Kol Yevama She'ena Nikayri Ba V'Shas Nefilei Velmi Avalar Ezer Keshe Sakshay Shabana V'Asura. The Gemara Sakash Rav also holds of Nesra. The Gemara answers, that's only by Achasisha Deraisa, here in Zika Derabana. So about the Ikad Din Nesra over here, so if Shmuel Zofsky declares, how's it Shayach B'chal to say Nesra if the Din is Chalatzis? Mechayr, if there's a Zika L'chalitza, you don't say Nesra. Because Nesra means there's no Zika's Yibum. Nesra means there's Afkar from Yibum. And male, the Yibum can't be Nesratish. But here, there's no Afkar from Yibum. There's a Din Chalatzis. He brings, Achreinim Kler, is there a Din Nesra B'chayv Elam V'asei? There also chaletzes. There in Nesra. The Minchas Chinuch talks about it. Mitzvah Eishai and Gimel. He talks about a practical case. The Rambam holds it's a mitzvah. It's an iser asay for a kohen gadol to marry a ketana. There's a din. A kohen gadol, according to the Rambam, a kohen gadol has an iser to marry a ketana. He can only marry a nara when she's bas mitzvah already. So what will be the din? He asks. The brother of the kohen gadol is married a deraisa dika marriage to a ketana, and not married. It's just erusin. And he dies. So she's an almanim and an erisin, but she also has an asay that she's a ketana. So right now she's chayve lamin vasay, ein asay daycha loysa say vasay. Because a ketana is an iser asay, and she also is alive because she's an almana. When she becomes a naira, then all she'll have is a lav of almana. She's an almanim and an erisin. She's a basula, and she'll be an almana. So then you'll say, I say the chalaisa say. She'll be mutim in a tayr. She'll be only asim in a rabbanan. I'll say xera. But the shayla is the gemara says klar. That amanim in a erisin. If the kohen gadol is bayola b'diavad, he pantas its service. Because I say the chalaisa say. But an amanim in a nesuit, ain't a say the chalaisa say vasay. So then he doesn't pantas its service. So we'd see if at the time of the nefila, it was an asay v'laisa say she was a ketana. And then she became a nara. And now you have a say de chalaisa say. As I claim to milchus chinuch hashayla, gevaldik hashayla. So he says, he wants to say it's totally in the suffix of the precious drachim. I mentioned it earlier. The chreinim bring it down, the shah. Malach brings it down. Is there an issa eisha sach mechai v'lam v'asei? Do we say that since there's no din yibim and bo'o leikhanu, even though the zik is chalitza, but as long as there's no het to yibim, so then there has to be an issa eisha sach? Or do we say, since she's ayin l'chalitza, so that means that there is a yibum here. There's no yibum. But the chalitza alone means that the eishes ach is off. The only issa is an issa of chai v'lam v'asei, ein asei d'chalitzei v'asei. So melodic, you can't be miyabim. But there's no issa eishes ach. So the time is, if you're going to say there's an issa eishes ach, so who then is it in Esra? But if you're going to say there's no din eishes ach, so then there's no din Esra. I saw the Achiezer, Chelek Aleph Siman Beis Zayzvav, he says that Pashtus, if she's Zakah L'chalitza, you don't say Nesra. Even if there's an Issur Eishasach. The Maisa, she's considered Nefel Aslimim, she doesn't have a Ptur. You don't say Nesra. So the Shmuel Zofsky says like this, if you're going to tell me that in the Raisa, by Chayv Elam Vasei, there is a Din Nesra, even though it's Chalitzis, you're going to say that Chayv Elam Vasei, there's an Issur Eishasach in the Raisa. Or maybe even without an Issur Eishasach, you could say Nesra, because there's Afkof and Yibim. Basich Nisht. But if you're going to say that, you're not going to say like a Chayim Leisa, that the Zika Fachalitza makes that there's no Din Nesra. So then I understand. Achayza Kuka, there's an Issur Yibim, so there's a Darabanan. So the Darabanan we say Nesra, not a problem. But if you're going to say that when you have a din, like Chayvi Lam Vasei, about this, a Zika for Chalitza is not Chayach Nesra. So why even the Rabbanu would it be an Esrei? The Rabbanu only goes there that there's no Yidlam. They didn't say there was no Chalitza. You need Chalitza. And Chalitza should make a nice Nesra, so you shouldn't say Nesra. As I collect him, says, I affect him, Shmuel Rizovsky. So he says you could say to Malchim, even you could say that really an Achaisa Kukam Midir Abanan is like an Erva. A little bit like we talked about by Shnias, that we said a word from the Darkei Moshe, that Shnias, even though if you Mekadesh a Shnia, it needs a get, but that's Midiraisa that needs a get. But Midir Abanan, there is no Tvis exclusion by a Shnia. Nafkimina, that if you Mekadesh a Shnia, it's Mekamba Kedushin from someone else, so she'll need to get from someone else. Because Midir Abanan, the first Kedushin didn't work, Aisha needs to get from the first one, that's Midiraisa. So you say the same type of lumdus here by Achais Kuka. That Achais Kuka is a Rabbanadika Achais Isha. There is no Chalitza by Achais Kuka. Aisha needs Chalitza. That's Midiraisa she needs Chalitza. But Midirabana, she's totally Mufka. So even if you tell me Chai Vilam Vasei, it can't be Yudin Esa because it's Achalitzis, but Achais Kuka is not Achalitzis. Achais HaKukah Min Rabbanah is B'chol Mufka from Chalitza. Aye, she's Chalitzis. That's because with the Raisa she's Chalitzis. As I came land in the Rabbi Echanan. Or he says he could say, Stam is a Gzeirah. Just like Achais Isha to be a Din of Nesra. So Achais HaKukah has a Gzeirah, Mishem Achais Isha is a Din of Nesra. Even without the Lomdus by saying the Rabbanah made it that there's Afkah of the Chalitza Stam. The Rabbanah made it Din Nesra V'Achais HaKukah so it should be similar to Achais Isha. And what is raveled? Rav the Gemara says holds there's no din Esra by Achais HaKukah. What's the pshat? So if you're going to say, like Rav Chaim Lezer, that whenever there's a din Chalitza, there's no din Esra, and we're going to have to mutcha and say that the reason why there's Nesra by Achais HaKukah, because Min Harbanah there's no din Chalitza, or because of Gzeira, so Rav is very simple. Rav holds no. The Harbanah never took off the din Chalitza by Achais HaKukah. The Rabbanah didn't go so right to make a Achais HaKukah and Erva and be mafkir from even the Kal V'Kal Midir Rabbanah. So there's no Din Esra. Or if we say that the Rechon is also Gzeir, Rav doesn't hold the Gzeir, fine. But if you're going to say, like the Minchas Chinuch, that if there's Afkar from Yibam, like Chayim Lamam say, that Gufa makes a Din Esra, even though there's a Chalitza, so how come by Achais HaKukah we don't say Midir Rabbanah there's a Din Esra? There is Afkar from Yibam. So you could say that no, Chazal never made Afkor from Yibum. They made an Isser. That's, they were Mekel because it's their Rabbanon. They didn't want it to be Mufka from Yibum. They didn't want it to be a Din Esra. So now I want to point out, in the Ikkes Shaila, if Chai V'Lam V'Asei, there's a Din Esra, I think Taisus, in the very beginning of the Masechta, says clearly there's no Din Esra. Taisus asks Akasha, if the Yavam is a Nida, B'shas Nefila, why don't you say Nesra? As a effect, Taisa Akasha. Ein lahakshas the nida tehes in liyavam, af mishu matarka, kamaya chestisha sheim is nesha fila meisa ishte achari ken. So what's Taisa's teretz? He says, lo yidomi lachas isha v'shara rayis, oimen al yavam tfei mishar b'ni adam. Avon nida l'kuli al ma'asira. Achas isha and shara rayis are only asa to the yavam. Nida is asa to everyone. L'fizel b'pashit, chai v'lam v'asei, also asa l'kuli alma. I mean, what's the sort of asa l'kuli alma? You know, you can ask Akasha that Amman is only asa to a kohen gadol, she's not asa to anyone else. That's not the point. The lashon of Rashi is like dami l'arayin she'asa l'yav mishum kurva u'materis ha'shara olam avonida asura l'kohel. Now the word is an issa of kurva mitamacha. What's a chilek? What's an afkemina? This asa specifically to the yavam, or it's asa to everyone? Why would you only say nesh if it's asa specifically to the yavam? And the Rashi seems to be saying a vart. Taisa says it has to be dami l'achis isha. So that it's an avez. So the Achrayim speak about their barichas. But the erich it seems the vart is, it's stam and iser, you don't say nesha. You say nesha and abtur from yibum. What makes abtur from yibum is not the iser. What makes abtur from yibum is exer sakasov. Spoke about this early in the Afkav. Rashi says in a few places, that in order to be part of a chalitza, you need dumi da achis isha. We state that ptur chalitza na achis isha. If I state it in the lamb litzror, there it says a ptur. It says afkar from yibum. So mele nida, which is not dumi da achis isha, it's not an erva, it's not an isa bia. So mele there's no dinesra. So Mela, Rav Shmuel was asking Shaila, why would you say Nesu by a Chayza Kuka if you wouldn't say it by Chayv Elam Vasei? They could say a different Knech. Chayv Elam Vasei Bechol, you can't say Nesu. Because Nesu is a Bezunder Din and Arayis. Arayis have a Din Nesu. You learn it from Achayz Isha. That's how you state in Taisus. A Chayza Kuka, Midra Abonan, has a Din of Arayis. So there, according to Rabbi Echel, you say Nesu. Now there's a Shaila the Rishayim had to learn a Brav. The Gemara says a lashon, "V'rav lesli ha'isvara." So the Gemara, "Hani nili hechad the koyah ba'apa isra achisisha deraisa." Avloch hazika derabanan hu. That's only when there's an achisisha deraisa. Then you say, "Nesra here zikas derabanan." So Tesis brings down the Rabbeinu Chananel. Brings down the Rabbeinu Chananel that says, "Rav l'tamei dama ein zika." Ayv is an isra bittul mitzvah shivamin. He doesn't consider that isra. To Aser Lamas, you like Chashem Achisel Aser Lamas. But if you hold Yeh Zika, then you say Nesu of Sha'achas. What's the chilah between the Isser of Yeh Zika and the Isser of Bittul Mitzvah Zivamin? So the Rashman Chedushim says two pshatim in the Rach. The first pshat he says is that the Rach holds that the Isser of Achayzu Kuk is an Isser Deraisa. An Isser Deraisa we say Nesu. And this is the Rabbanah, we don't say Nesra. That's what it means, Zika the Rabbanah. He's going with Tamei. In other words, what the Rach is telling Zichar, what do you mean? That's only when there's Issa the Raisa. Chayzik is also the Raisa. Tyson up. Rav Zashitasi holds Ein Zika. Ein Zika means he holds Isna Mitzvah Chayzikuka. So what's the Issa? Also, Mata Mitzvah Amin. That's an Issa the Rabbanah, that you don't say Nesra. Now, Shaykin Yej Zika, does it shine an Issa the Raisa? And Issa the Raisa, you say Nesra. That's the Rashba's shot in the Rach. But the Rashba argues, he says, no, a Chayzikuk is not the Raisa. If a Chayzikuk is the Raisa, affect the Rashba, so why wouldn't you need Chalitza? Why do you need Chalitza if it's the Raisa? The Rambanah will also say that. Rambanah, right? Eifin Art say this. They don't quote the Rach, but they're emphatic about this Gemara. Don't learn up that if you hold Yesh, that there are Yechlan that says Nesra, it's because he holds that Zika is the Raisa. No, they say, if Zika is the Raisa, so why would you need Chalitza? Why is the Chayzikuka Chalitzas? Elamai, Vand, it's not the Raisa, Vand, it's the Ravonan. And Vand brings other Raisa also. But this is what he says. And the male, no, the Yechlan holds, even if it's the Ravonan, you say Nesra. So the Rashba says, if that's the Pshat of the Rach, he thinks the Chan the Rach. If the Rach is saying that the Pshat in Rav is that he holds Ein Zika, that's why it's the Ravonan. And Rabbi Yechon holds that Zika is Deraisa? No. Can't be Zika is Deraisa. So mainly he says that Rav is going like the man on the Yesh Zika. But still, that's what we explained before. Rabbi Yechon holds that a Chayzikuka has a din ki'ilu, it's an erva. Midrabana, the Zafka from Yibam. We talked about the Zafka maybe from Chalitza even. And mainly he's saying that. And Rav holds no. There's no afkar from Chalitza, maybe there's not even afkar from Yibum, and then we don't say Nesra, that's the Machlokes. So if Shmuel was a little bothered with the Rishayim, he said, what's the Rishayim's Raya? What's the big Kasha to have? The Mamash have it, like, Reisa Kasha, how can you say that Achreisa Kuka is the Raisa? If it's the Raisa, why is it a part of Chalitza? Well, Kadei to be part of Chalitza, you need that there shouldn't be Tvisis Kedushin, that's Mavur in the Gemara earlier. And even a Chayzikuk is the Raisa, doesn't have Kuris. So you could say that Kedushin is Tevsin. It's a Mavurish of Mishnah, I'm saying the Mishnah in Afim Aleph says Kedushin is Tevsin. Shemer is Yom, Shekirish Achav is HaChayza. Raisa's Kedushin is Tevsin. Good. So if Kedushin is Tevsin, so then we don't say, Kosheina Leib Min El Chalitza. So he spoke about this in Afiyat Ches. Dar Sameach in Kuncha Zika Islam it holds that the Yishalmi holds that a Chayzikuk is the Raisa. Yishalmi Eifenar, Yishalmi Asakasha, Me'at Eloi Yitzchichas Men Chalitza. If there's a din of Yesh Zika, so there shouldn't be Chalitza, Am Rabbi Danyo, Al Yidei Zika, Ve'en by Isser Achayiz Veruris. So Dar Sameach learns, what was the Kasha that shouldn't be Chalitza? The Yishalmi holds is the Raisa. And what's the Teretz? Ve'en by Isser Achayiz Veruris. So I think Shmuel Zavsky is learning that the teretz is, but it's not a kares, it's not an eat visas kedushin. So now that's why it is chalitza. See, what does that mean exactly? Where is the sister deraisa in the Torah? when the Torah said, does that include an achayis kuka? Yes or no? If it does, so then it is bakaris. So how can you say it's not bakaris? And if it's not what it means, so who then is this in the raisa? Takamad nemaisa. So we said there mechudish dekamusig, and after Ches will say it over, that it's like a chatzu shir be'echus. That the raisa recognizes her as a shtikel isha, and the mela, her sister is a shtikel aches isha. So it's ke'ein, it's an isa deraisa. It's like a chatzu shir simen ha'teira, but it's a chatzu shir be'echus. So where do we find such a thing? Naya musig. We mentioned the Ramban and the Sagas of the Rambam say for a mitzvah, so it's a shin and gimel. The Rambam holds the sikrivu legalis erva is the issa deraisa of chibuk v'nishuk of erais. The sikrivu legalis erva means chibuk v'nishuk. But the Ramban holds no. The sikrivu legalis erva, kreva always means, like the ekra v'lev le mitzasi le besulin, kreva means bia. And what's chibuk v'nishuk? So he says it's the Rabbanan, says machta. But then he writes, Oyiya minatera, the cold misani measura isuruhi, uke inyan chatsi shia. Chibuk v'nishuk by arayis is a chatsi shia of a bia, a chatsi shia of eichas. Tell the gazak, you don't get karis. But it's an issa deraisa. Another place I found that musig is in a chsam sefer, in chadushim amasech nizvei, daf yizayin amanal by ribu shiurim. That he says, some Rishayim hold there's an Issa Deraisa. He says, what's the pshat? What's the Issa Deraisa Rebishur? What does that mean? Let's say somebody is doing a malacha for Bikuach Nefesh and he does more of a shir. Some Rishayim hold this Derabana, some Rishayim hold Deraisa. He says, what does it mean Deraisa? He gets Kila for it. No. But it's a Zachatzi Shir as that. Zachatzi Shir Be'echos. So, Mel, that's a Pshur Zafsi's Kasha L'chayr. If Rabbeinu Chananel says that Yesh Zika is their Isa, he doesn't mean there's a Chi of Kars. He means it's an Issa their Isa, Psalm, Inyan their Isa, Musik their Isa, Azachatzi Sheaza. So Mechad Esa should be a Ptur Chalitza. But maybe for the Rishayim, you could say it like this. Obviously, Yeshiva Shalom this. Rabbi Chanan brings down from Rabbi Shimon, Sinkaivet Zard, Simon Gimel, Eis Gimel, that even when there's no Issa Arayas, there's still no Tvisus Kedushin. The Kamer Rayas, one Raya in the Marshal is Rashi and Nathan Beis, that says that a Yavama doesn't have Tvisus Kedushin because she's an Eishasach, even though there's no Isser Eishasach, but there's a Shem Erev of Eishasach. Find the Marshal, the Tzara's Feit is Otzer, and it's Pater from Chaliskos Tumak Sivi Barakai Rayas. Even though Feit is not a Chi of Karis, but has a Shem Erev. It's a Shem Erev that's Mefkiya. So maybe then ending on, even if there's no Issa Karis, but still the Biafkas Kedusha is still a Kapan of the Biafkas Chalitza, because you have the Shem Erva of Achesish if you're going to say it's the Raisa. Maybe that's the Rishayim's Kasha. The Al Kapanim, that's the first Pshan of Bein Echananel. Bein Echananel holds a Mechudish to Gemusik, which Rishayim will argue on that Zika is the Raisa, and you need an Issa the Raisa to make Nesra. And that's true according to everyone. The Mechalikas Ravin and Bechanan is if you hold Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, the old age Zika is the Raisa, you'll say Nesra. But the Rashba says another pshat in the Rach. The Rashba says, no, Avada Zika is the Rabbanan. But if the old age Zika, Rabbein Echanamel named on, that Avada you'll say Nesra. Because called the Taka Rabbanan came the Raisa Taka. She's like an Erva. If the old Ein Zika, so what's this? It's Bittul Mitzvah, and then you don't say Nesra. I think Taisus is Mashman that he learned the Rach that way also. Because Taisus doesn't say that it's the Rabbanan. Taisus says, Pirish rak lava to me da ame ein zika. Apa gav da osu mishan bitl mitzvah. Omei chashem achisul oisra ilam es ashtav echal hetner. Avam di ame yesh zika roi alesh and esel shach. His taste doesn't mention any word about the reisa or the rabbanon. He says if you hold yesh zika, it makes sense that there's an esra. If you hold ein zika, it's hazvisa mitzvah. Omei chashem achisura to say nesra. That's the second pshan in the Rashi, but pshan in the Rach. So why wouldn't, what's the chiluk between Yesh Zika, where you say Nesra, and Bittul Mitzvah, where you don't say Nesra? So first of all, you could say, the way we said over Tais and Avdeis, Nesra needs a Nisa Kurva, Pashit. But the Rav holds, it's Pashit that Atheis Akuk is considered Issa Kurva Midar Abanan, so why wouldn't you say Nesra Midar Abanan? That's why I learned up the Gemara, the Rav, the Hechrit holds, Ein zika, and that's why I don't say nesu, because not nesu kurva. Also, the Rambam says, "Zishkin nesu kurva." That's how you could say pashim pshat. Or you could say another pshat. You could say that nesra, even if you don't need a nesu kurva, but you need the isha should be asura. She has to be an isha that's asura. Bittul mitzvah sivam, she's not asur b'chlal. If you marry her, you're going to turn her sister into an achais isha. You're going to pater her sister for chalitz hanibum. So by marrying her, you're going to be Eivir Nisi being Mafkia Chalitz of Yivim from Yavama. But she's not Aser. It's a Hekadimsa. Happens to be, if you marry her, you're going to be Mafkia, another Isha of Chalitz of Yivim. So if she's not Aser, you can't say Nesra. That's even a more Pasha to Tam. Lechashiv, that's, the Fintate is very good. Lechashiv, Hach Isil, Oisil, 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 it's not an issa b'chlal. Not an issa in the isha b'chlal. It's an issa to get married, but the isha is not an isha asura. Marrying him, he happened to be over on an issa. Now, the Ari Shainim that Mefurish say Nesra by Asl without the mitzvah amen. Taisa Dafil Ches brings the Rivan that says Klar. He says, what's the pshat in the Mishnah? It's the Rishainim's Kashif. The mitzvah is because of Asl without the mitzvah amen. So after one of them does Chalitza, where's the Asr Levato Mitzvah Amen anymore? Now let the other one can do Yibum Chalitza, neither of them are being Levato Mitzvah Amen. So one shot is, and we'll see this in the next Amen, that if you hold Asr Levato Mitzvah Amen, so we're not going to allow either of them to do Yibum. Zayin, maybe the one will do Yibum first. But Taisus and Atiches brings Yibum, the reason is because of Nesra. Hayyais, when they were Neifel, neither could do Yibum because of Asr Levato Mitzvah Amen, everything of Nesra. Rashi also, Chavdal and Amanal of Mefurish also says that you say Nesra. Also learns up the Mishnah that you say Nesra because of the Issa Bittul Mitzvah Sivamen. What's the pshat in that? The Issa is not Aser. So you could learn, and Shmuel Rzavsky wants to say it this way, that no, the din of Aser Levato Mitzvah Sivamen Chazal made for an Issa on the Isha. That's how they did it. That's how they shtel the back Aser Levato Mitzvah Sivamen. They made a chalais isra on the isha to marry her when the marriage would do a bittul mitzvah yivaman. You're now going to marry the relatives of yivaman. They become asr to you because of the din of asr levat the mitzvah yivaman. It's an isra derabanan on the isha. That's what he wants to taina. Definitely shayich. But maybe even you could say that maybe it's a possibility, it's according to some rishonim, that you'll say an isra, a din nesra, even if it's a zaytik isra. Just the dugmal is that the Beis Shmuel in Siman Kuf Samach Esav Kandal brings the Tashbats. It's Chelik Beis Siman Beis Samach, which he says, if the Yavam is also Machmas Neder, and she's Matir the Neder, she has a Neder that she can't marry the Yavam, and then she was Matir the Neder. You don't say Nesra. God in the Tashbats he says because of the Teis that we mentioned on that base, because it's not an Issa Kurva. Al Kapanim, the Beis Esav brings it down. The Beis Shmuel brings it down. So the Beis Shmuel says, okay, but let's say if at the time that the Yavam was Neifel Yibam, he was already married. So there was an Issa of Chayim der Benu Gershim to marry the Yavam because he now would have two wives. And then, after the Nefila, his wife died. So do you say, Nesra? He says, Yesh London. He's not sure. Says in Neder, he says, maybe the reason why he wouldn't say Nesra is because she could always be mounted in Neder. And some people say because the heter works on Mefrayim. We spoke about this on all not your test. But anyway, but he declares Chayin de Benu Gershon should make Nesra. It's a little bit shver. L'chayin, it's not an Isra on her. It's not an Isra to have two wives. There's no Isra on her. But could be, don't even, could be there's a dinder abundant of Nesra, even when it's not an Isra on the Isha. B'yesh la'ayim b'chol anal. Want to say one more Arab on the Sugya. The Gemara goes further, Eisvei, Rabbi Eisvei, Rabbi Eisvei, Rabbi Eisvei. The Gemara has a kasha on Rabbi Eichanan. If you hold that there's a din of Hutra v'Nesra v'Chazav v'Hutra, so then, how come by the Arba Achen, Shnayim Hem, Hesuyin Shtei Achayis, V'Mesin Hesuyin Hesachayis, how come the din is Chalzis V'Loim Hesyamais, let one of them be Chalitz, the one that was Neifel second, and now, the one that was there for first should be Hutcha Vanessa Vachazav Hutcha. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So Taisus brings down the Rashi that says the Kasha is also according to Rav, even though the Kasha was addressed to him. According to Rav, it's even more Shvei, because he doesn't hold the Vanessa altogether. But Tais and Rishayim want to say no, that Rav is not a kasha. One of the terutzim they say is an obvious one, because one of the next Amun, the Gemara said, why did Bechanan answer because of Asul Levatel Mitzvah Amun? And the Gemara said, Bechanan Lemisa Lechayish. Now Rav holds Ein Zika, he holds Asul Levatel Mitzvah Amun, he's Lemisa Chayish, so good. So that means it's very good, Rav would have an answer. But Taisus brings down another Taisus, Rishayim wants to bring it down. That Rav Lashitase holds Chalisa Psula Tzarech Laimzer Kolach. So what does Rav hold? Rav holds that each one of these two achayos need chalitza for both of them. Hayos, the first one is asr, right? One of them is asr, either because of Ezika or because of asr levat mitzvah amen. And the Nela shall need chalitza for both of them. Now, even though Rav, even if he holds ein zika, Rav Lemaisa he himself holds ein zika, holds that you don't say chalitza v'sul tzarech lachs. So the Gemara says chalitza v'sul tzarech lachs is only if you hold ein zika. But Rav could say the Mishnah goes like Mandi Yomi Eishnika. So there's an Isser HaFezekuka, and because of the Isser HaFezekuka, Chalitza doesn't work. You need Chalitza from both brothers. So since each Yivama, at least the first Yivama will say, needs Chalitza from both brothers, now the second Yivama is Asa to both brothers, because she's an Achais Chalitza. So if you hold Chalitza Psula Tzarech Larsen Kol Ha'achin, Al Gopanim L'Mandi Yomi Eishnika, so the whole Kasha doesn't start. The cash is, let one brother do chalitza, so he now can't do yibam on the other one, because for him it's she's an achais chalitza, but now let the other brother do yibam, because she's no longer an achais akuga. After the brother does chalitza, all the other brothers are mutter to the chalitza's his relatives. Elamai nesra, but the problem is, it's such a nesra because of hutra, and koshkin is a problem when Rav doesn't hold of nesra. But Rav himself holds, that they both do chalitza. They both do chalitza. She's an achais chalitza to both of them. So memela, havada, she would also need chalitza. So if this cheshvan is true, so then it's murchuk to say that Rabbi Yechanan, who didn't have the teretz, he said, achais in yideim nishonan, he holds chalitza to ain't tzarech lachzer. And since she's an achais chalitza to both of them, so memela, only one of them has to be chalitz. And then you have a kasha, the other one should be able to be miyabit. That's what the Rosh said, and we spoke about this earlier, that we paskin like Shmuel, not like Rav, because the Bechanan holds that way. But Taisus earlier, on the Vavaveis, brought down a sheet of Rabbi Rami Bergayel, that he says, in the Gemara state, that even though Chalitza Psula Tzarech Langzor Kol Achim, but Lagabi the Isser Vachais Chalitza, only the one that did the real Chalitza, the first Chalitza, will have the Isser Vachais Chalitza. The other brother, since he's only doing chalitza because of chizur, he's not going to get an isser of a chais chalitza. And so it's a machlokes. The Rivon holds that since both brothers have the chalitza, they both have an isser of a chais chalitza. But Avrami Begail, later, earlier in Taisus on Tagav Chavav and Mebeis, the Vimaskel, the Nafal, Bezeach, he holds that no, that a chalitza which is done because of chizur doesn't make an isser of a chais chalitza. Nachum explains over there, and Bevon Begail holds there's two dinim in Chalitza. The Chalitza is Mafkiya the Zika, and there's Chalitza to be Matir. Once you did one Chalitza, the Zika is gone. There is no Zika. Why do you need another Chalitza from the other brother to be Matir? So Bevon Begail holds the din that she becomes like a Grusha is when you Mafkiya the Zika. Since Chalitza is Mafkiya the Zika, similar to a Gerisha being Mafkiya in marriage, so Mela she's like a Chalitza Chalitza. But if there is no Zika anymore, it's just stamini the hetter from the chalitza. That chalitza doesn't have a chashivas of the gerishin to make an isla achais chalitza dimmit to achais gerusha. That's how he's mazer Rami Begail. He has a shaila. Would a Rami Begail hold that before he does his chalitza, there's an isla achais akuka? I would think koshke not. If you're going to say that the reason why when you do the chalitza, it doesn't become achais chalitza because the zika was off, so Kolshke, before you did the Chalitza, it's not a Chesek Zikuka. The Zik is off. It's just that you need a Chalitza to be Matir. But if Nachum plays it for a Shaila, is it only, you don't say a Chesek Chalitza because of Chizer? Or you don't even say a Chesek Zikuka, the Zik is off already. I would think you won't even have an Chesek Zikuka. The Zik is gone. Just like the Chalitza is not considered a Chalitza because you don't have the Zika. Who would the Zika wouldn't be considered a Zika? Even a Chesek Zikuka you wouldn't have.